Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny.
Mention It All. A Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, bro?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I am Dylan Hafer.
And I am Barry Rosenfeld.
Just switching up the inflection there today. You know, you got to keep the people guessing.
Really? Gotta emphasize.
Yeah, we're guessing about how we pronounce our names. We're guessing about how this surprise wedding is going to go down for Brock and Sheena. There's a lot of uncertainty.
I am not uncertain about any of those things.
I am certain. We are certain now that next week is the season finale of Vanderpump Rules, which we knew it had to be coming soon. And as I was watching this episode, I like felt it in my bones. I was like, okay, next week is going to be the season finale. And it is. They're finishing off in Santa Ynez with James and Raquel's engagement party and Sheena and Brock's maybe ill-fated secret wedding moment. Don't know how that's going to go. But I have to say, watching Brock and Sheena's journey throughout each episode, it's not getting easier. You know, this episode, like, I feel like week after week, it seems that we're, you know, being harsh on Brock or railing on them, or we aren't like, don't want them to be happy. And I was thinking about it and I'm like, no, but I can't pretend that watching them doesn't make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's definitely changed for me from the beginning. Like, I'm like grossed out. But also, this episode, did Sheena not to you remind you of like just a little girl? Maybe you would be like babysitting and like being like, we have like a prize for you or whatever. She was just like yesing along and being like, oh, that sounds like, yeah, that sounds like, right. To everyone she was talking to, like just being like giddy and like naive about the situations.
It's a little disconcerting because we go from the beginning of the episode where they are signing their prenup and it seems like Sheena really has her mind clear, where she's like, you know, last time with Shay, I got into this bad position where I didn't have my ducks in a row. And this time, you know, she's very clear about she gets to keep her retirement account, which, you know, she's a smart lady. She gets to keep her retirement account. She has the percentage with the homebody. Like, all of that seems to be
right.
Like, Sheena is the one who really is on top of it. But then when it comes to the actual, like, day-by-day stuff within the relationship, I feel like she is, like, gritting her teeth through the whole proposal. Like, you know that that's not what she envisioned for herself. And then when he brings up the getting married secretly in Santa Ynez, she's like, okay. And like, I don't care if Sheena has some big elaborate wedding or not. It doesn't make a difference to me, but it doesn't feel like it's deep down, like she's content with what is being presented to her. And it feels like all of these decisions are just being made because they're easier / cheaper / more convenient for Brock.
those tears when she was getting proposed to, I'm not sure if it was because she was upset or because she was crying with like happiness, because that's just not ideal.
That situation. I mean, yeah, it's hard for me to balance, because Sheena says that she doesn't want a big wedding this time around. She says that she doesn't need it. She's like, we should just get married. Why not? But at the same time, I feel like even if she doesn't want a big wedding or a long engagement, there's a middle ground between that and literally like sneaking away to get married secretly, and then you can't tell anyone. She can't even show people she's engaged. She can't wear her ring. It has to be a secret. It's this stressful thing. Only her mom is allowed to be there. And it's like, you can do a small, low-key, quick thing that doesn't feel like it's you're doing something wrong. And
right.
I feel like that's not the right mindset to like enter into your marriage, where she's like, mom and dad gotta tie the knot. And it's like, okay, then do it in a month. But you can tell that they need to do it while they're filming, or else they're gonna like get in trouble.
I agree with what you just said. Like, you cannot go into your marriage on a lie. And that's exactly right. like he doesn't have anything planned out, but he has the whole lie set up. And that's like what seems to be his priority. And we've always said he doesn't have his priorities in check, which that makes total sense. But it's like so uncomfortable because you're doing something you know you shouldn't be doing. And the funniest part of that is when he was explaining it, Sheena and her mom at the same time were like, no. But then he explained it and she was like, oh, okay. And then she was like, you know, they already had their weekend, so I can have a little bit. And she was almost like double, like guessing herself.
Oh, absolutely. She's talking herself into it, because it's been, Brock has presented it to her like it's this perfect plan, even though I think we all agree that it's not a perfect plan. And so Sheena feels like she has to say yes because it's being presented. And then later when she's talking to Sandoval and Ariana on the trip, Sandoval is clearly like, feels not good about this situation. He's like shitting his pants and super paranoid. And when Sheena says, I'm so glad Sandoval is having doubts because I'm having doubts, and it like confirms to me that my doubts are real, so we're gonna have to be extra careful with the secret. And it's like, no, the logical conclusion there is like, if we're all having doubts, then maybe we shouldn't do it.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable. I can't dream enough about going to, what is it, Santa Inez?
Santa Inez, or yeah, and it's spelled with a Y because James is like Santa Inez, but it's like,
oh, Inez is with the like Inez, Y-N-E-S?
Yeah, with the Y. Y-N-E-Z, I think. Because I looked it up last week while we were recording to see how far it is from LA.
Oh, yes. It looks so breathtaking. Like, I cannot even wrap my head around that. But I'm like, wait, for an engagement party?
It's it's close to like Santa Barbara, Montecito type of area. So like a couple hours outside of LA, looks really beautiful. Before we fully get there, I want to talk about this homebody photo shoot, which
so badly.
Lala and Katie and others point out that this is a pretty legit operation. It seems like that there is, you know, they're on this big set. There's a lot of equipment. There are a lot of models that aren't just the Vanderpump Rules cast doing
it
for free.
There's a shit ton of balloons.
Why do we have balloons? They're all wearing homebody apparel, which I don't think it's an apparel company, so I don't know who made that. But it's like, definitely, I mean, there is a point where it makes sense to invest in your business and you want to do it the right way. But I don't disagree with Lala's point that it's like, this photo shoot could have been done on an iPhone. And clearly there's been a lot of money invested into this. And, like, you can't pay the child support, and you're putting your ring on 4 credit cards, and you're, like, talking about how you're broke, and it's like, you know, I like that Brock seems invested in this business, but, like, you still need to be smart about it.
Right. He even admit, he's like, yeah, I think we spent too much on glam. The glam should be the least of your worries for this shoot. Like, it's about the product, but it did look very intense. First, also, you have to pay for the actual studio itself, like the space.
Right. I mean,
from top to, I mean, I think that's what Lala is saying, that it's like, this is a full, you know, photo shoot that doesn't feel like it's being done on a shoestring budget. And, you know, I don't need to like nickel and dime every decision that Brock is making, because like, he's an adult and what he spends his money on is, you know, at the end of the day, not our business. But like, there are some major red flags when it's like, I can't afford to do this, I can't afford to do that, I'm going to be so broke from this. And it's like, then why are you spending all this money on a photo, on a like a professional photo shoot, and like going into debt on this ring, when it's like, maybe you could, you know, just tone it down a little bit. And you can see when Sheena puts on the ring, she's like, oh, it's big. This is really big.
Yeah, it's a little.
I wish they would have shown on camera, like, did she know that it wasn't a diamond right off the bat? Or like, was that a discussion before? I mean, not yes. to be like, not to be like making a big deal about it not being a diamond, because everybody should get the ring they enjoy.
Right.
But like,
you know, like she had to have known it wasn't a diamond, because like, you can't afford, like, you, he wouldn't have been able to afford that, or else. Yeah. No.
I mean, yes, that would have been like $1 million ring if it was a diamond. So.
Yeah. She would have been like, so no homebody shoot.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The other main thing that's going on this week is that Ariana and Katie are still pursuing their sandwich shop dreams. And so they have their meeting with Randall, which, of course, is taking place at Sur, because where else are they going to go? Where else can Lisa, you know, look over her shoulder? But Ariana
and her,
is late
her,
to the
Lisa
meeting.
And Randall are like, I'll see you at Santa Inez next week. Like, yeah, for another
weird
shoot. Yeah. Sounds accurate.
So weird. So Ariana shows up late, and she says that Tom scheduled the notary to come for the mortgage refinance. And so she's like stuck at the house signing these documents. And so she's going to be late. And Katie says, which I think I'm totally on, you know, I think Katie's right, where she's like, I would never schedule something at the same time that Tom has a business meeting. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, I don't know if Ariana didn't tell Tom that she had this meeting, or if they made the plans, you know, at the same time and didn't coordinate appropriately. But it's like, I don't quite know why this scheduling mishap wasn't fixed ahead of time.
Yeah, I liked her justification, though, where she was like, but I saved $3,000 a month on my mortgage, so like, worth it. Well, yeah, but this is, you're investing hundreds of thousands of dollars for a future income.
Wait, okay. How much was their mortgage before if they were able to save $3,000 a month by refinancing? That's a big...
Listen, we've already discussed that finance is not... This is not where you come.
I mean, this is not a finance podcast. Go listen to Bitches Media Presents Money, Please. But like, wait, okay, so $3,000.
And also Randall was like, just for future next time, because like people also aren't going to be as nice as he was like about that. He was like, this is only our first meeting. And if I'm going to bring my partners next time, like you can't be late.
Right.
This is hundreds of thousands of dollars. Also, well, when they were like $100,000 to $200,000, and he was like, well, that's a big gap. So it's $100,000 different.
Is it one or two? Like that's, you can't. But yeah, I mean, and Lala says later in the episode too, like Randall's a super chill, easygoing guy. But when you're asking him for money, that's a different story.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any either.
He's like, now I got to go tell 50 Cent that it's going to take me a little longer to pay him back because I gave the sandwich girls the money. But yeah, I mean, it feels like something like I don't think Ariana needs to be like dragged for this. I think she knows that she shouldn't be late, but it is kind of just frustrating because it's like, come on, please.
Right. Like she was like, okay, I was late. I know I'm late. Like sometimes it happens. Like there's nothing I could do about it, but.
Okay. So if you, $3,000 a month for 30 years, which is like a pretty standard mortgage, is $1,080,000. Okay. So if they're saving $3,000 a month, what's their...
I don't think it was 30. I feel like 30 years is not what...
Maybe it's for a shorter period of time and then it goes back up. I don't... If you know how mortgages work, let us know in a 5-star review.
Those plugs are great. Let us know anything about you. Any fun facts with a 5-star review.
Yeah, tell us how morganite stones are measured in your 5-star review of this podcast.
I love that.
I don't know. I will say, okay, when they say the name, there's like something about her sandwiches. Have you tried them? That makes a little more sense to me. Because last week, I feel like they were just like something about her. I'm like, okay. And I still don't love the name, but like I get it a little more now.
I love how they always like look at each other though for to say like unapologetically feminine or like something about her. And they're like, we want to paint the door pink.
It feels like they're embarrassed by all the details about this operation. And it's like, no, if you've decided that the name is something about her, then you need to feel okay with that because it's literally going to be plastered all over. Like
Randall liked it.
Randall did like it. And Randall loved the idea of a sandwich being named after him. It seems a little clunky. Like, I thought they were just going to call it, like, the Rand or something. And they're like, Randall Emmett Productions Sandwich. And it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, they could. Yeah, it's very long. When you go to order something, you're like, you just say, like, the word or the, the something. But that's a sentence.
They'll work on it. Clearly, they've got some time to go, and we don't even know if Randall is going to invest.
See, those are the things, like, when the seasons end for these shows, we're like, hello, we need to know about these cliffhangers.
Well, lucky for you, next week is the finale, and as you already mentioned, Randall is going to be in Santa Inez, and he said he would get back to them this weekend, so I have to imagine that it's going to come up at the engagement party, and hopefully that'll be entertaining, because we need something happening, and I'll be honest, watching James and Raquel's relationship at this point, knowing that they're broken up, it does nothing for me. I don't care. I'm like... Raquel was on Sheena's podcast this week, like spilling the tea about what happened. And it's like not dramatic at all. It's like, okay, yeah, it didn't work out. It's fine.
They didn't even seem like they were on the same page this whole weekend, like going to their engagement party.
Yeah. I mean,
James was like, I've never bought this much alcohol or spent this much money on alcohol that I can't drink. They're going to a wine tour. They're going to a paint and sip. Like, to be honest, in his defense, that's a little uncomfortable for the entire weekend to be about you and nothing you can participate in.
I thought so, too. I mean, I would feel bad, except for the fact that theoretically he's the one who made these plans. And so I just don't really understand why he chose that. Or even, I mean, you could be at that kind of location. I mean, it's a beautiful location, and plan more activities that aren't alcohol related. I guess they're going to a llama farm or alpaca farm or something later in the weekend. But yeah, I mean, it is a little bit like, you know, he and Raquel show up and the rest of the group is already on a wine tour. And then the paint and sip prize is a bottle of wine. And it's like, I do feel for everyone, anyone who's sober that's on a show like this, I think is mm-hmm. in a really tricky position. And we see it on a lot of different shows, you know, with somebody like Leah on New York or, you know, Carl on Summer House. Like, it's always a little bit of a struggle. And, you know, James, for what it's worth, like, he does seem to be really sticking to not drinking. And I respect that. But it feels like, why plan this whole wine weekend then?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they're running out of options. But here
that's,
we are.
They're running out of options, just like Sheena and Brock were running out of options for where they could get married that there would be a camera.
No, it's like funny when you think about it that way. They're like, gave them obviously a schedule and they're like, oh my God.
Right.
And they would never choose to do it.
Right. The fact that they're maintaining the fourth wall here when Brock, so to hear, it's, I honestly think it's maybe like hurting it a little bit because it feels kind of fake for Brock to be like, well, you know, I thought we could get married this summer and this weekend's the last chance. And it's like, I mean, you're not like falling off a cliff next week. The cameras just won't be there. So it feels like a little bit of like a false sense of urgency when you're trying to pretend that they're not just doing this for the show. Because it's like, what do you mean? This weekend isn't your last chance to get married. You just got engaged like an hour ago.
Maybe they're looking in for a Brock and Sheena. No, they can't even get a spinoff because they're getting married. It's a surprise wedding. They can't even do that.
They should do a spinoff of like Brock and Sheena go down under and like they go to Australia and like he can like maybe see his kids.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Probably have to wait for the pandemic to be over for that one. I think the Australian border control is pretty strict right now. I don't think they're letting in Sheena Shea.
It's just a lot. I'm excited for next week. Fingers crossed.
I am excited for next week. Everybody kind of confronts James a little bit about his behavior at the Schwartz and Sandy's party. But like at the end of the day, I feel like everybody is kind of at the point where it's like, yeah, James is kind of a dick. It is what it is. That's his personality. Like,
okay, call him out every single time he opens his mouth. And also, he's improved since the last few seasons, which is, give him a break. He's at his own engagement weekend. Like, enough. I don't know.
I wouldn't say give him a break, but it's like, at a certain point, it's not productive to expect different
right.
from him.
Exactly. But also, okay, this annoyed me because also for, it was so for the cameras, like, when Ariana FaceTimed Raquel, again, Team James is like, I live in the one-bedroom apartment. Where do you want me to? Like, Ariana was like, can we talk in private? But it was on FaceTime. So basically, and she was like, Raquel was like, yeah, James just left the room, but didn't mention when he came back in the room. But also, if someone leaves the room in your apartment, you can still hear them.
I'll say this extra loud right now, but like, if I'm going to talk shit about my roommate, I wait till he leaves.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Did you know that women make up 56% of law students?
It's clear that the future of the legal field is female. So why are so many legal podcasts and reviews authored by men? Hi, I'm Leah Littman.
I'm Kate Shaw.
And with Melissa Murray, we are the hosts of Strict Scrutiny.
Each week, we break down the latest headlines and biggest legal questions facing our country to give you expert views you won't hear anywhere else.
Strict Scrutiny is your guide to the Supreme Court.
New episodes drop every Monday. Make sure to subscribe to Strict Scrutiny wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about Below Deck. We have some new guests coming on. It always makes me nervous when there are, like, people with boat experience. So there's, like, a Navy dude. But overall, you know, these guests seem to be fine. They've got some dietary restrictions, though, which is a little bit of an issue at dinner the first night. A little bit of a mix-up with the preference sheets. Honestly, like, I feel like they kind of made this a little more dramatic than it needed to be. And a big part of it was just that the one woman guest just really had, like, a resting bitch face, and they were, like, just showing her every 10 seconds.
Literally, they were showing her reaction to, like, things that she probably wasn't even reacting to that. Like, I was like, damn, she looks, like, not nice, but I don't know. It was Heather, I think, went a little too quick to be, like, basically telling the guest she was wrong. But then she was also very quick to apologize. She was like, I made a mistake. Like, I'm sorry, I looked at the wrong thing.
I always feel like if there's a preference sheet mix up, it's like always just like say that you were wrong. I feel like it's never worth like telling the guest that they are wrong, because it's like,
I was just gonna say, not even preference sheet. You just don't tell the guest they're wrong. Like, what kind of power move is that, Heather?
Exactly. Like, if they say that they put something on their preference sheet, just be like, okay, we'll make sure it doesn't happen again. Like, it is right. What it is. There's no need to be like, actually, you didn't say you don't eat cheese. It's like, just like, don't put cheese on their thing the next time. But the deck crew, the deck crew are the ones who really are having trouble getting it together. There's like another issue with the jet skis, and nobody's watching, and Eddie's, you know, doing cleaning that he shouldn't be doing. And so Captain Lee is getting kind of fed up. And honestly, at this point in the season, I don't blame him, because it does seem like there have been little errors happening basically every charter. And, you know, as much as it sucks to be, like, the mean boss, like, telling people that they shouldn't be using their phones during their shift is, like, not that mean.
Right. I mean, and he's just saying the obvious, basically.
And, right, and it's a little unclear at this point. Obviously, we see Raina struggling a lot, especially at the end of the episode, and we know that she has been going through it as a result of what happened with Heather, and Heather, you know, using a slur and all of this stuff. And it's unclear, as far as we know, nobody has told Captain Lee at this point. So it just seems like Eddie knows but hasn't really done anything. And then Captain Lee is starting to notice, really, that Raina is, like, upset about something, and not just, like, she doesn't just have a bad attitude. And I think that's the important thing. It's like, okay, like, maybe it's a worthwhile note. Like, don't roll your eyes at your boss. But, like, knowing what we know from watching the show, it's like, okay, there's actually, like, a larger problem going on here.
It was interesting when Captain Lee, not only was he noticing that she was rolling her eyes, but he was like, something wrong. Like, he kind of was intuitive in that situation. He was like, something else must be, because he made a good point. He was like, I forget what he said, but he was like, you don't act a certain way unless something happened, basically, is what he said. So he's like, there has to be a root of the problem for what she's going through. And I found that very ironic, because I was like, does he not? Like, at that point, maybe he didn't know, because I know they were saying they did tell him, they didn't. I don't know. So I feel like we'll get to it. Like, Eddie, at that point, finds out she was crying and goes to check on her. But
I know.
It does, we see this, like, most seasons, like, you just hit, she obviously has already, but you hit your breaking point and there's nowhere to go. They're on a boat.
Like, exactly.
You just want to be alone.
Right, and it's hard because, obviously, like, the root of her being upset, a lot of it is Heather, and then she starts crying, and Heather's like, oh my god, what's wrong? What's going on? Raina, don't cry. And it's like, leave me the fuck alone.
Like, yeah, well, of course you're always going to say, if someone's crying, you're always going to be like, what happened in that moment? Like, what's wrong? It was the middle of the day. Like, she was, like,
it's
concerned.
It's just hard because it's like, in normal life, she just would, like, get the fuck away from Heather for a while. But on the boat, not such an option.
I am excited to see more of Fraser's sassiness come out, because I feel like he hasn't been, like, he's been, like, really good at his job and hasn't, but then this new stew that's coming, he is not.
I know. I'm excited for the new stew, because I think we need a little new blood, and we'll see how it goes, because it could go well, or it could go not well.
Honestly, they need it. Heather has had an attitude with everyone in the last, like, 2 weeks. She turned around and, like, yelled at Fraser basically on the stairs. Like, it's help or no help. She's like, arguing with guests, which seems out of character for her from what we've seen. But like, yeah, they need help because she's going to lose it.
Totally.
She's a perfectionist.
We'll see how it goes. We will check back in with Below Deck next week. We'll be back with another episode on Thursday. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show. Follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. And you can still check out our Shop Betches blowout sale at shop.betches.com. Lots of goodies discounted. So yeah, go check it out and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Betches.